get Julie's? Did we get Julie's beatboxing in there?
Did you?
Did it make it?
Just to be clear, everybody knows that I'm number one. I got mic one.
She's a discotheque beatboxer.
A discoteca. I did go to discos.
Discoteca.
Right?
Can I curse on your show?
I don't know. This is a very clean show, Julie.
Yeah, you and Dave are pretty clean, seriously.
That's not what I heard.
We basically came on here to help your ratings.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why we're here.
How'd your show go with me showing up on it?
The Lotus ratings.
It's one of the lower ones, yeah. Yeah, but
in your defense.
I have an explanation for it. What was happening is that people were like, oh, and so they just stopped listening to your show and they came over and started listening.
They said, these guys
hell
sound
no,
really great.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think I put a link, a Buzzsprout link on our Facebook page with it, and then
did
we
you?
Got five more downloads today of that one. So I think people just didn't know
Because it wasn't shared like we normally do.
Right.
Our producer
and now we
did
shared
not
it.
Put the link
yeah,
on
exactly.
There.
I mean, I understand not wanting to share that one.
Not to throw anyone under the bus. You know.
I thought that was a fun. That was fun.
I did listen to it.
You did listen to it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was not as fun listening, weirdly enough, not as fun listening to it as it was being there.
I thought it was fun.
I agree.
I laughed.
I laughed my butt off while I was there.
Yeah, I know. I laughed.
And you and I think if we were to ever like hang out,
yeah,
we might get arrested.
Oh, definitely.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be sharing a cop car.
I've had to bail her out a couple of
times. Yeah. Don't go look at my record.
I get a late night call from Felicia. I'm like, okay, how much?
How much is it?
Damn it.
What's the bail?
You don't even bother to ask what
you did
anymore.
Or if Angel's calling you, then we're both in there.
Oh, it's Felicia. She got arrested again.
Bye, Felicia.
Just kidding. I'm like, you can sit there till morning, young lady, and think about what you've done.
Damn it, Mom, get me out.
So, hey, there's a voice missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We weren't going to talk about him.
I can't place my finger
because
on it.
Because he's, you know what he did? You know what he did?
What did David do?
He decided to get hip surgery to get a day off.
That's exactly what he did.
Exactly. He wanted the day off.
No
so.
Other excuse has ever ever worked.
He's like, I can't come in. I'm getting a hip replacement.
And we're like,
my grandma
that's
died.
All?
And I'm getting my hip replaced.
Excuses.
The gall.
And I
the
have to
nerve.
Take my dog to the vet.
Did you say he went to the vet?
That's where he got his hip replacement.
He went to the vet.
Yeah, to get his hip replacement.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper at the vet.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about David Mills.
David Mills.
The infamous.
The infamous. The man.
The myth.
The legend.
There you go. There you go.
Don't we miss his laugh, though? Right? That's how I can't do it.
We got that one. We got that one on the episode on your guys' show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Well, you
should
have seen this last episode that we did.
Because you were
did.
Saying he was a screamer.
He is a screamer. He goes,
I asked
you're like, I can tell
screamer.
From your laugh.
And she did an imitation of it.
I did.
You can catch that on Female Encounters of the Lifetime.
Right.
Exactly. The better half of the show.
No.
I'm just kidding.
And why are we here? So we're
never
here.
Never say just kidding. Own it, man.
She always
okay,
says
I do.
Just kidding.
I
was just telling Julia.
Because
I
you're
say
the only
things.
One here and we're ganging up
oh,
on you.
Oh, that's fine. I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah. He likes to be ganged up on.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
Just a pile of girls with me on
yeah,
the bottom.
You've got, yeah, you're surrounded by women right now.
It's like a pile of girls more than a pile of puppies.
No wonder you're shaky. Like every time you lift your drink, it's all shaky. Like,
well, he's looking at you.
He's all nervous. No, he's looking at you.
No, he's not. He's looking
at you. Know, I'm feeling like a tennis match.
I tried to get you to sit in the number one spot.
I don't want
to
be in the number one spot. I am number two.
For sitting in the number two.
No, I was telling Julie that I say things just to get a reaction.
Me too.
Do
and
you?
Then I don't ever see you guys, so David gets to pay for that,
you know,
reaction.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's almost like you're nervous to talk to us.
Oh, no.
Like, you don't want to dish it back.
No,
oh,
I'm just...
Oh,
don't tell
close.
David. I'm just going to hold this down there. Oh, my gosh.
The water almost went on the board.
Oh.
Board number
no,
three.
We're having drinks. We're not having water. My vodka.
Vodka with a lemon slice in there.
I asked Felicia what she was having to drink. She said straight up lemon. She was having straight lemon
yes.
with a splash of what?
Vodka.
Lemon. What lemon. Are you drinking? Lemon.
Lemon. Don't you eat them?
Give me a lemon and a straw. I'll jab that thing in there.
What is that? She eats lemons like crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. With salt, dude? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry
tequila.
For calling you dude. Yeah.
With a tequila chaser.
You know what? I hate tequila.
Me too.
Do you really?
I don't like it. Mm. It makes me mean, crazy.
Have I told you guys that story yet? There's Randy.
Yeah.
No.
So,
I may have heard it.
So tequila, I love tequila. It's really mm-hmm. good. I just don't drink it. Because years ago, like way, way, way back, I was drinking tequila. So here's what happens on every other alcohol is I get really friendly. Like really friendly.
Really?
Yeah. So men start to disappear in my world. They just really don't
and
exist
then the ladies
for matter. So
the...
I'm flirting with the wife of the man who has her in arm
because
I don't see him. Yeah.
You're toxic.
Yeah, that
toxical.
Guy. That guy. Yeah. But that's every alcohol. Just like, I love the ladies. But,
I love the ladies.
Yeah, tequila is the exact opposite of that. So
yeah.
Every woman who has ever done anything that I've even heard of, I lump them all together into this evil personification of a woman, and then I project that on every woman I see.
Really?
And so I get really angry at women when I drink tequila. So I just decided, since I really like your species...
You better say that, or your wife,
the same species,
or your woman's gonna be
well,
like,
"Well, that's debatable." But
hey.
I decided that I would stop drinking tequila. Yeah,
you know.
You're welcome.
I have a chemical reaction or something when I drink
tequila. I do too,
because I get very violent.
I've said this
really?
On another.
Ooh, yes.
I've said this on another podcast. I said. In the Mexican culture, the reason why people get so violent on tequila is because it draws your demons out, and especially when you swallow that worm.
Maybe.
So then the next day you're like, hey, guys, no, don't talk to me. You were rude last night.
Right.
And then you're like, well, I feel fine. Yeah, because your demons are gone.
Yeah, you gave them
so
to me.
Exactly. So
wow.
That's what it is about tequila. You don't want me to get to stage 7 on that.
Stage 7?
That's where I'm jumping out the truck.
No, I'm just kidding. I've seen her up to stage 5. That's about
yep,
all I
that's
want to
it.
See.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, stage 5.
Yeah.
What happens at stage 5?
She's dancing. She's talking really loud.
AG says, I like stage 5.
she talks like everybody's hard of hearing.
Right.
I'm like screaming
and
in your face and I'm just
you.
Saying
yeah.
hi.
She's like, I'll tell you what, kid. Just all over, I mean. Like, and then all of a sudden stage 7.
And then I'll
and
pull
like,
your ponytail out and start braiding your hair. Yes, yeah. But stage 7
nice.
Is the worst, yeah.
I need my hair braided.
Never made it to
you
stage
need some
10.
No.
You want to get to stage 10. That's why
did
I'm
you?
Drinking.
Oh no.
Wow. Stage 10.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't
want to
go stage 10.
I feel like AJ, we were just talking about this earlier. I'm drinking a lot less nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I actually got drunk.
Yeah, because the hangovers last 4 days.
Less than what?
Well, we were actually talking about that too. So just straight whiskey, there's no hangover. It's awesome. I could drink.
Seriously?
Oh my God, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Alcohol just in general just makes
yeah.
me sick.
See, that's what vodka
me
does
too.
For me. I don't get, really bad.
Yeah. So I was just saying, I've been drinking
yeah.
a lot less. And so stage 10, like that's a while back. Maybe I probably... You're intriguing me with stage 10.
Oh, no. I never made it there. And if I did, I'd probably, pick a body up and throw it across the room. I don't know.
If you're at stage 10, I'm not bailing you out.
I know, right?
I feel like I'm 5'1".
You feel like you're 5'1"? Or you're just...
I am 5'1".
When you're standing up straight. When you're standing up straight.
Yeah, but, if there's alcohol involved... I mean, I'm already in normal head,
yeah, me
10
too.
Feet tall, And,
right.
Oh,
and
so you get
feisty.
Right.
And then, if I drink, mm-hmm. which I don't anymore, but when I used to drink, then I was 20 feet tall,
oh,
and I was big and buff.
Yeah. Throw, you know? And throw punching people.
Well, no, I wouldn't fight, but I would feel like I'm.
Yeah. In your head, it's,
in my head,
you
I
think
like,
about
so
it.
I was like, yeah, I
so
could
you're
fight.
Like, you're so you're like one of those little chihuahuas.
I am a little.
Oh no!
I'm a little dog chihuahua
that
anyway.
Can beat up anybody.
Yeah. Like today at the lake at the river.
Yeah.
There was a guy
fishing photos.
There's a guy. There was a guy hollering at a woman, and they were two separate strangers, and I was like. Why is he yelling at that woman, you know? And I'm like, wait a minute, let me get out and go see what's happening. And see, that's what happens, is that I just get a little too...
You get gangster.
I do, and I didn't want him to yell at her.
I know.
Like, he shouldn't be yelling
at
her.
You were, like, either Army or...
Yes,
yeah,
you were
Army
military.
Marines, I don't remember. So, it's just in your blood.
I get it. I get it.
Wish it would go away.
No,
it was
a good thing.
So.
I mean, it's a little. It might be a little bit dangerous for
it's
you,
a
but
dangerous. That's why I carry my little.
I need
little
one of those.
Here.
You know what? Speaking about angry, Julie got angry because they carded me and they didn't card her.
No, that didn't make me angry at all.
Fine. She's finally arrived.
Or jealous?
No, I really don't care.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I didn't get carded.
Kind of like it. I get senior discounts now. I'm fine.
You know what?
Oh
as soon
God.
As I'm 55,
I'm super excited about
as
that.
As soon as I'm 55, I can get my senior discount.
The first Wednesday of every month is old people day at Safeway.
Really?
Yep.
Can I go?
Oh, how old are you?
41.
No. Oh, I mean, you can go, but you don't get the discount.
We don't get
can
the
I
discount.
Borrow your discount?
Yeah, I'll give you my ID. Just
it's me,
you
see?
Told me pass.
I just have a tan.
I shaved my goatee.
We were traveling.
And
we
dyed my hair.
We were traveling and got breakfast at Denny's in Page,
uh-huh.
Arizona. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, but are you seniors? And we're like, yeah.
Duh.
And he goes, what's 15% off? And I'm like, score.
Sweet.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So when my mom was 55, she's like, I'm going to use my senior discount. I think, where was this at? I don't remember, but I said, Mom, you're only 55. She's like, yeah, you get a senior discount. I said, are you serious?
You can sign up with AARP.
And you're proud of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. There's, really? Wait, really?
At 55 AARP. Joining
well, now I'm looking forward to being 55.
I find opportunities to stack that because I'm all about the cashback credit cards now. And so cashback rewards and
that's
discounts.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Oh.
Or the frequent flyer miles. Those because if
I just don't fly. So
yeah, I don't fly.
If I
fly.
Did, if I had that, I would fly. I would just
go
everywhere.
Yeah. I would fly.
I would fly high.
Oh, more tequila.
I'm not talking about the high days.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I'll
help you out.
I know, right?
But you don't even have to get on a plane.
All right, AJ, I'm coming over.
You don't have to drink anything either.
We're going to have to come up with a nickname for it because I have a friend of mine who drives up from Texas. And she calls it Colorado candy. So she comes up and she stocks up on her Colorado candy.
We call it green chili.
Well, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Like we're doing that in New Mexico now, so we've got to come up with our own name. It's
we've always called it green chili.
Green
though.
Chili?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh shoot, the cops are gonna know about
chili.
It now.
Dang it.
I'm just kidding.
I got a bag of green chili in the car.
You want it roasted or
and
not?
It's not hatch.
Green chili is really good in gummies, I'm telling you.
It is true. This is. But those gummies hit hard, I heard.
Yeah,
sometimes they can have a delayed hit.
Can we talk about
according
this?
According
to, well,
yeah,
we do it.
Because we talk about anything on ours.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
It's legal in New Mexico.
It is, that's right.
Yeah.
We're talking about marijuana.
Oh, jeez.
I thought we were talking about green chili.
I said it.
She had that.
I know, we need
sorry.
Some sound effects. I want Eric to come up with. I just reminded myself from listening to last week's episode today of our own show. I want Eric to come up with a non-downloaded from the internet rim shot. You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want Eric to come up with a custom one just for us.
He's
so
good.
So it's not generic. Yeah.
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 That's
ooh,
right.
And we gotta do your. Are you gonna do ours? We gotta do your intro
what
stuff.
What am I gonna do? Oh.
We're gonna do your intro. Yeah, we're doing each
my,
other's.
My husband listens
Julie.
To the show.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Always in the gutter.
Tread lightly.
She's always in the gutter.
We're gonna do your intro stuff, and I think you're doing
yeah, and I'm
ours.
Gonna be doing
oh,
you guys
we are
well.
Getting a new intro for
so
Felk.
Fun.
If female encounters of the lifetime.
I was supposed to do it a couple of weeks ago, but David's always busy now with his new job.
I know, so. And his new hip. Can
and
you imagine?
Right.
Jeez.
He's gonna be going everywhere.
I know. He said he's gonna chase me when it's. Is he walking now?
We have to pay bills. Julie's like taskmastering us. She's pointing fingers and everything.
Can you imagine working with her?
We're going into commercial.
Peace.
I think.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Hey.
3, 2, 1. She's giving us a countdown. David never gives me a countdown. He just sneaks it back on there and makes me say stupid things
when
I don't know that we're recording.
Like this, and Ken's just like,
I know. She like throws me the finger. Yeah, it's amazing. Really
she poked me in the eye one time.
It's not my finger of choice, but I did put that 1 minute
Oh, dang.
I got a bruise on my forehead one time. It's horrifying.
I did not.
Her finger went up my nose one time. And she fish hooked it.
She fish hooked it, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we should tell them what our podcast is and why, because they know that we're sitting in for David.
I mean, we might as well. We're
because
like
we
almost
are more popular
half.
We need to talk about it.
You know,
that's funny. That's hilarious. I love every time that you say that.
It's just pretty sad that you had to rip off our show.
We just got word that I just got a text saying that David is walking and he's doing pretty good.
Oh, really? Sweet.
For the first time.
Has he caught any nurses yet?
He's going to be running a mile before you know it, it says.
Has he caught a nurse? If he has not caught one, he's not doing that.
Should we text him and ask?
Ask. We need to know.
Okay.
Yes. We need to know. We're getting live updates from
all right,
David.
From David.
At the vet's office is what
yeah,
we determined,
that's where
right?
He's at, yeah.
Is it the vet?
Okay.
And they did a really
good
job.
Because it's cheaper. Hip replacements are cheaper.
He caught a nurse
he's
yet,
have the cone of
mark.
Shame on for a while, but that's okay. Well, I'll sign it. You know?
Ken so wants you to can. Know we're doing the show right now.
So we might as well talk about your guys' show because I'm just knowing we're like halfway through this show and we still don't know what we're talking about. We have no plan.
I have no idea. Is that how you guys do this show?
It is. Just yeah. Here's the difference,
the
though,
cuff?
Julie, is.
Yeah.
Is it, I understand your need for a spreadsheet and everything, but I'm able to talk about anything anytime. I just don't even really need a
ours
spreadsheet.
Ours is a little bit more, I don't want to say.
We're a little more structured.
Yeah, but we're also a little out there more, I don't want to say vulgar.
It's you. It's really.
I would say
the
it's
real
us. Part. Yeah,
no.
It's only because you're on the
no.
show.
Malicious.
I mean, I don't say the F word or anything.
Well, you did,
well,
but it got...
It one time on accident.
You just explained
because
everything.
Because of Barbie.
Yeah.
You just explained all the details
yes.
of the
she
F
does.
Word. Yes.
She does.
I do, yeah. I actually use the middle finger, so I sign language it, so I don't have to say it. So...
But we have regular things like she does the Spanish
oh, yeah.
word of the week.
Right.
I do Spanish
and then
of the
every
week.
Third podcast we have our resident mixologist that comes in
yep,
and makes a certain drink for us.
Okay.
And that really gets crazy.
That gets crazy.
Every time. Never fails. Someone takes their clothes off and I'm like, put it back on.
Once we have
those never show up in the pictures.
I know, right?
We have Babs Comic at Large. She comes in and just throws chaos into the
world. Yeah. Oh, it's chaotic.
She's a comedian. Babs.
Oh, no, David Mill is FaceTiming.
Nice.
David is FaceTiming us?
Hey!
Oh my god, it's David on FaceTime!
He's like, I gotta be on the show no matter what!
Look at that, he is!
David is here.
You can talk in the mic.
Wait, aim
look
down.
Look at all you guys.
How are you, hey, David?
Man. I'm doing well. Who else is there?
Let me show you. AJ, Randy, Lori, Julie, and Ken.
Some other guy, yeah.
Ken's number two.
I'm number two.
I'm number one, always.
Oh. Oh, that's funny.
I'm going to get you canceled, so it's okay.
That's right. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I can't complain, honestly. Here, I'm going to give you the same view you're giving me.
Oh, the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to put you on the mic, that's why.
Just like plunk it right on top.
There we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, just my shoulder. That's it.
I feel like he's...
Now we're going to see the ceiling at the hospital.
Oh, seriously?
So, David, I told Felicia, she got an update about you, and I told her that no, we don't know if he's doing well until we know that he's caught a nurse. So, have you, in fact, caught a nurse?
I have not caught a nurse.
All right.
So disappointed.
But, you know, they're really, really nice. I mean, I've been treated so well. They have just been sort of spectacular. I can't complain at all.
Cool. All right. We don't actually know.
Are you guys recording now?
Yeah, we're recording. Yeah. So we don't actually know if we're able to pick your voice up. It's a little bit. AJ's got you maxed out on volume, so we're
say
hoping.
Say something.
Okay. All right, well, they just brought me some dinner. I'm going to eat, and I'll be thinking about you guys.
Yes, eat something. Yeah. We love you.
Get well.
Hey, I love all you guys. Thanks for all the support.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
And that was David Mills catching a nurse.
He's not caught a nurse yet.
Oh, man.
So I say he's going to stay in there until he catches
It's better to catch a nurse than something else,
no,
I guess.
He's going to chase you with his new hip. Remember?
Oh, yeah, he's going to chase me, he said.
Yeah.
And he lost 20 more pounds.
He lost a lot of weight.
I better lose 20 pounds, too, then, so I can keep one step ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
I know.
We ran out of things to talk about.
So, how do people find your show? Because I know it's difficult. No one's ever heard of it before.
Really, Ken?
We've got like two viewers or listeners or whatever.
We're lucky to have
those two viewers.
I'm going to do everything I can to help you get that third listener.
It is called.
Oh, thank you.
We do have fans.
We do have fans.
And we get people calling and all that
stuff. I have fans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Do you?
She's don't.
Like, I have fans.
Well, it's summertime. But you have listeners.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
You guys ripped us off, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
We're okay with that. We're okay. If there's anything to help you guys out. And we are on Facebook, too, of the same name.
Yes. And then I don't want to give the number out anymore.
Yeah, because David said he might be changing it or something. But the email
is he changing it?
That's what he said.
He said,
Come on.
Yeah, the other day he said, don't give the phone number out because I'm going to change it. And we're like, what? Wait, what? You
know? I almost put my own phone number out there.
Oh, please don't do that.
Are you kidding me? It's all over the place anyway.
I told him about technology. There's like super cool things that we can do with the number. Yeah, so he might be changing it. It might be my phone, yeah. Because he bought a new phone in order to get a new number.
Oh.
And I told him, David. Come on.
Our email address is femaleencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Email us. Talk some smack to us. Yeah. We want to hear it.
We don't care. We're up for it. Lisa will start drinking tequila and she'll give you a call back.
You don't want me to drink tequila, I promise you. You don't hear email.
We've had a few phone calls, people calling in talking about David.
Yeah.
I want to know, what is it that I need to say? How bad do I need to badger you guys, or somebody else, anybody else, it doesn't matter,
in order for somebody,
because you could take it.
I think you are getting calls. I think you are getting calls, but David's just deleting them.
He's filtering them out?
That's what it is.
I want
it look like it's all about him.
I want an anti fan out there. I want that person that just feels the need to just call in and complain about me.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I know.
I would love that.
I want that.
I can do that.
Do it.
I can take this.
It won't be the same.
Job upon myself.
Oh my gosh.
This burden.
I feel like it is
this
a burden. I'm sorry.
On my little shoulders.
Oh, you poor thing.
Aw.
It's like I got the whole world
on my shoulders.
We change the lyrics. That's what we do.
That's how we do things up in here.
That's right.
Well, you can get political, and that'll turn some heads.
Oh yeah, that is true.
But I hate politics.
There
it's
you go.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know,
so I just can't even.
I love politics.
So. Let me see. Well, I'm trying to think of ways for people to go after.
I'm trying to be nice here.
Trash women.
So what do I do?
Just trash women.
Oh yeah.
It's hard.
You did say
women so much.
I do.
Yeah, except I on tequila.
Well, why don't you trash men?
They don't give a shit.
Some men do.
Men
hide. If you find
really?
The right,
he was a traitor to his gender or something.
Here's the thing, though. There's not
going
to be a
secrets.
Guy that calls in about that. Mm-hmm. I just trashed women. See how subtle that was?
I know.
Oh,
clever that way.
He's very subtle.
He's asking for it.
There's not gonna be a guy that calls in because I'm trashing.
I feel like Bob on La Bamba. Oh, so, you're asking for it.
I have no idea what that reference is.
I have to
You've
be
never
careful.
Watched
I have to do it when Felicia's. I have to do it when Felicia's not here because I feel like I might get stabbed.
Oh my God! Because I'm Mexican. And,
yeah, it's totally because you're Mexican. No, because you're a psychopath.
She's gonna shake.
Who happens to be Mexican?
Well, you did accuse her on our show of, you know, being in a dark alley.
You know, that's true. But you know the worst thing I do?
I said a word, which I probably shouldn't have said that word, but I said a word.
Yeah.
I tried to put too many things together. So my point was that I want you as backup. In a dark alley, but the word I used was escort because I was trying to elicit responses from
did.
You. So.
He said, you need to be an escort in a dark alley. So I was like, are you calling me a whore?
I was like, they won't even see me in the dark alley and
have to smile.
You know what,
Ken? Won't make any money as
the only way
as an
I'll,
escort in a dark alley.
I won't ever shank you, but I'll do like the novellas. I'll throw water in your face and then slap you, throw my hair and then walk away.
Oh,
and call you
that.
Something in
that.
Spanish.
Can,
that's what I would do.
That.
Oh, that's awesome. I have Google Translate.
Oh, never mind. I think that was a fantasy that he has.
It might be. I'm not going to say it on microphone, but it might actually be.
I mean, honestly, have you seen the women on the novellas?
On the novellas, yeah.
I don't even know.
They're
what,
very,
is that a show?
They're
what is,
very,
what's going, what's going
they're
on?
Like very dramatic. They're like, ugh.
And they're super, some of them are really crazy.
Yeah,
yeah they are.
That makes sense.
Cut,
I mean,
you know, push up.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
With the high heels.
Clothes and the heels and the
okay.
makeup.
You need to watch a novela.
That's why I learned a lot of Spanish watching those.
Yeah, you can learn Spanish.
You're all telling her, jodido. Yo no voy a hacer comida.
Watch these strange, dark shows. So, actually, more Russian.
Are you morbid?
No.
Oh. Take a break.
Aww, we're paying bills again?
We just got going.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
All right, I guess we got to pay
all
bills.
Right.
David's
all
not
right.
here. We can just
stay tuned.
Ben Collins Worldly.com.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Where did you go to school?
I'm number two.
He's dyslexic. Nothing wrong with being dyslexic. I'm kind
of. He's on
dyslexic.
Number two.
He's number two. I'm number two.
I'm number two. Yeah. Oh, what was I saying? Yeah, so I watch these deep, dark shows, and I actually know more Russian than I do Spanish because of weird television
oh,
shows.
Oh, get to the chopper now.
I don't know. He's like, yeah, I only watch.
She does a great Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's not a tumor. I sound so manly.
That's my favorite. She knows
that's how he screams, right? Total Recall.
I love it. Oh, with the girl with the thing.
Oh, the boobies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, oh, which one?
Which yes.
One? With, no, True Lies. True Lies. Remember yeah. True Lies?
I kind of yeah. do.
With Jamie Lee
of
Curtis.
Of course you want it. Of course. Oh, man, bring
my
that up.
Loves that.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Because, oh, that, we talk well, about boobs and you got to bring her up? She's is that so, what it is?
She's really.
Hers are real. That's the whole point.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But she doesn't have any.
There's so many that are she just poking people's
any?
Eyes out.
What happened to her boobs?
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has no boobs.
What?
She.
I've seen them. Not in she, real life.
I don't know
but,
about recently, but she
I
did.
I thought she was like, I didn't think she's very well endowed.
She's not. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
For being
you're actually
having real.
Real
ones, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. Right.
Everyone's going fake these days.
Right.
We have to. We
not
gotta get
fan.
With the program over
fake.
Here.
Oh, do we have fake? Going
no,
on?
No, no. These are no.
Obviously
Julie does.
Here, so.
Julie has fake boobs.
I do not.
They look fake.
If I did, they look much better than this.
They're pretty perky. That's why I'm
for
saying
my
they're
age,
completely
missed.
I looked. And
better believe it.
100 years old.
Not
yes,
it's all natural.
No, I'm just kidding.
Get your heart out. It's all those weights I do, you know.
So as women, what are your thoughts on fake breasts?
I think if it makes you happy.
When
go
you
for
get
it.
To mm-hmm. when you have big breasts and you get to a certain age and they start hitting your knees, you kind of want to lift them up, you know, especially just to keep your husband happy.
Yeah.
Or yourself.
I think it's just
yeah, because if you're wearing shorts, you don't want
yeah.
bruises on your knees all the time.
Exactly.
People might get other ideas.
You don't want them
doing.
Flop
yeah,
when you're laying on your
oh,
back
you're
and they just go
your
under your back.
Yeah.
Or when you're on top, it's you're like smothering your husband's face and he's like, I can't breathe.
No. Just gotta
hold
him back.
Take it, you girl.
So in, no, all right, I'll no. throw him over my shoulders.
Can you tie him in a knot? Can you tie him in
yes.
a knot?
Yes.
Yeah. I just never understood the
how
whole
do you
thing.
Feel about it?
I don't like them. Not a fan. Not a fan at all. I used to have I still have. It's not used to. I'm picking up English right now. So I have an ex-stepdaughter.
Oh, I thought you said you have.
She's still alive, so
like
it's not used
did.
To.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still there.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was talking to her one time. She was this young, super cute girl, and she's wanted fake breasts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, her name was Harmony, by the way.
Oh, just put it out there in the world, Ken.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Her name is Harmony. So,
say it again. What's her name?
Of the two
what's her
women
last name?
That
just
you
kidding.
Know, Harmony, it's one of them. It's one of them, yeah. So, anyway, her name, I was like, Harmony,
not
seriously.
The stage name, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
She was actually
sure.
named that.
It was
yeah, it was a different time. Anyway, when you're naming children. So I was like, Harmony, seriously, you're beautiful. Guys don't care. And she's like,
yeah.
I'm not doing it for guys.
Good.
I'm doing it
good
for me.
Her.
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, why are you doing it? I don't understand.
This cuts
like,
into the body image that we
me.
Talked about on our podcast.
This is what she
yeah.
said. She said, I would just stare. I would just stand in front of a mirror like
and
all the
stare.
Time, just looking at myself like, oh my
and
God.
Touching them.
You're so beautiful. I'm like, oh God, really? Okay.
Wow.
This is.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why women actually do all this is to impress other women because
yeah,
men don't care.
We don't. No, we'll hump
they
the couch.
Don't care.
It's fine.
So it's to impress yeah. other women.
Well, not always. Sometimes it's
a
just to
times.
Feel better about themselves. Because I have a friend, yeah, true. Mutual friend, and she was just very flat-chested, very flat-chested. She
okay,
just was
I know.
So self-conscious about
it. I have a couple
it.
Of friends like
and
that,
so
yeah.
She didn't go overboard or anything. She just got like a B, just enough right. that actually looked like a female. And it made her feel better about herself. It did more for the proportions of her body.
Okay.
Because she looked so disproportionate before, and she just had more confidence and everything because she wasn't so self-conscious.
Well, that's my daughter. Like, she wants to get them, and I said, you don't
need them.
That's why I said, it fits your body. Like, you get them, and then you're going to look, I don't know. I can't imagine her with them. Can you?
No, she doesn't even, but our friend.
And my daughter's going to be 20 this year, so if you're wondering, oh, a 12-year-old wanting breast implants? No, she's going to be 20.
My ex, strangely enough, the ex with that daughter, she was really small, like super small.
Did that bother you?
No, God, no. Again, guy, it's don't care.
Okay.
So I'm not a boob man.
You're a butt man.
No.
As long as they wash it.
Like everything. Yeah, as long as they wash it.
Hopefully they wash it.
When I finally make it down that far, yeah, as long as it's washed, it's good. But
I'm embarrassing regardless, as always.
Regardless of what it looks like. Yeah. But
so
no,
just,
she was super flat. And she, here's the thing, when I met
her. Are you a forearm man or?
No, it all revolves right here.
Oh, your mind.
So,
gotcha.
Kind of. I mean, superficially, eyes,
gotcha.
Face, hair, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But as soon as you open your mouth, it better be something that resembles something involving
some
intelligence.
Sort of intellect?
Yes. Yeah. Or it
well,
just
I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
But she was like super flat. In fact, when I met her, she had already gone through breast cancer and had a mastectomy.
Oh.
And no one knew.
Heart.
Well, I mean, people that knew her
yeah.
knew that she went that. But from looking at her, you did not know that she had a mastectomy. Yeah. She actually lifted her shirt. She's like, look! She would show people her scar. It was just like, great scar.
Whoa.
And so she had one little boobie. And she didn't wear bras, and so when she needed to dress up and like be fancy and stuff mm-hmm. like that, she would take a Band-Aid, just one little Band-Aid,
oh, really?
And just put it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it would cover. Yeah, there
oh.
you go. Girl tip, Band-Aids.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it'll work for you.
You
might need to go to the hospital for some of the bandages.
So you're about to get knocked out with one of them, I'm telling you right
now. You said
now.
You wouldn't stab me. That's the only reason I'm doing this.
Here comes the water. Just kidding. Well, I took my daughter to the doctor, and she had to take...
For a reduction? For a reduction?
No.
I get it.
She,
it's hard.
My daughter, because she had a
yeah.
lump in her...
She wanted to play soccer? And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but I'm like... She had to remove her clothes because they were going to check her lip nodes. And I stayed in there with her, and she took her clothes off, and she was wearing pasties.
Yeah.
I said, Angel, why are you wearing... Where'd you get those, first of all? Oh, I got them at Walmart. And I was like, why are you wearing them? Because I didn't want to wear a bra. I said...
How old is she? Like,
she's
going
to be 20.
Yeah.
This year,
I mean,
like in
20,
a few months.
She's not small. So at 20, you don't need a bra. I mean,
yeah,
you just
no,
don't.
That
you know?
Is true. Can you imagine know. me wearing pasties?
I mean, I've got a solid A cup going on right about
well,
now.
When I used to go out and wear a backless shirt,
mm-hmm.
I used to wear those because I wouldn't wear a bra with
oh,
a backless
see?
Shirt because it would just
yeah.
be
see,
like
and
a,
you're not small.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a bra right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I used to have them, they were pierced at one point, just to throw it out there.
Did that
so out? I've used pieces.
Those hurt. I heard
them.
It hurts.
Yeah, it's probably the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God. Yeah, I just felt
it. Was awful. It was horrible. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, don't ever do it.
I'm out.
I think
no,
Julie's
I'm
asking.
Just out.
Yeah. I thought that's 20s. Why you were asking, Julie. I thought that's why you were asking because you wanted to get them done.
No, I'm just curious.
No piercings.
Does it really hurt?
Oh, it does.
Just the ears.
Just the ears.
Right.
I had my ear pierced up here, and this
you
one
have
didn't.
Tats?
It didn't.
Yes.
It didn't heal
nice.
For a whole year.
Oh my God!
It usually surprises people when they find out.
I'm not
yeah.
surprised at all.
Show
I still
tattoos.
Have
They're
the
right
image
there.
Of you walking in here. In my mind, it was slow motion. I don't know if it was actually in slow motion, but in my mind, it plays out in
I
slow motion.
In.
Yeah, you
oh,
walked in
oh,
here.
My power jacket.
You had your freaking leather biker jacket on.
She's like, get to the chopper.
Sunglasses.
Come with me if you want to live.
I was praying that you forgot something in your car so you could just say, oh, I'll be back. I still have that image in my head. So tax,
I remember that day when she walked in with her leather jacket.
It was badass. I was all about it.
She just was walking, no smile or
anything. I scared her because I was going, I put a pause in.
We're talking about Julie.
I put a pause in an inappropriate place, but I was going to say, without the pause, I was going to say I wanted to drop on the back of her Harley, but I paused in there, and she's like, I'm married. Yeah, so.
Then she throws water in your face and slaps you.
And throws her head back.
The hair flip.
The hair.
Yeah.
Well, no. Anyway.
All right, I'll get to see the tats eventually. Your husband
after
is listening.
Podcast.
I'm going to see the tats. I'll work it out with him.
Is it the end of the show?
Is it? We're coming up on the end.
We are at the end. Holy cow.
What do we even talk about
today?
Why
don't you gift them with a Spanish word of the week just for giggles?
Should I?
Yeah, I think you should.
Do a good one.
Class up the show a little bit.
Bring it.
Para los señores?
Sí.
Oh, for the men? Oh! Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Para dos?
No, what? Para los señores.
Well, I get
that's
the last
like a
part,
you get a sentence, señores.
Yeah,
you want me to teach you Spanish real fast?
No, I got that part. But what's the
you want me to teach you a sentence how to say Spanish?
Para los?
Oh. Para.
Para.
Para. Like a P.
P-A-R-A.
Para los.
Para.
Para los.
No, it's two different words. Para los.
Yeah.
Señores.
I just talk fast. I just run them all together. That's the whole thing.
So. You're an honorary Mexican.
So I get the señores part. And that's part I'm trying to get to is what's the first part.
And then, so I'm going to teach you how to say a sentence. So easy.
Okay.
In Spanish.
All right.
Spell socks, the ones that you put on your feet. Socks.
I'm not doing that.
Why? I'm trying to teach you Spanish.
No.
Do it!
No.
Almost slapping him.
Because all
now.
Of my alarms in my head are going off.
What? No, it's
I know
nothing
you.
Bad. I
know
swear.
You better close it out, guys.
Okay. I'll do it. Socks. S-O-C-K-S. That means what it translates to is that's what it is.
S-O-C-K-S.
Okay.
S-O-C-K-S.
That's.
S-O-C-K-S.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.